Despite Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's promises to take all necessary measures to protect Israel's citizens, Israelis are actively preparing for more violence. In Tel Aviv recently, Israeli police, fire, and rescue workers practiced their response to an assault modeled after the World Trade Center attack. Sales of anti-terrorist technology are booming, but organizers of the most recent security convention found that even anti-terrorism experts are staying away from the land of the suicide bomber. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Rounding a corner in a Tel Aviv suburb, two drivers are rattled by the sound of a nearby explosion. Their cars collide, and they scowl at their crumpled fenders and at each other. They didn't get the memo. It was only a drill. The scenario is a variation on the World Trade Center attack. A light plane crashes into a high-rise building. As rescue vehicles race to the scene, one of the ambulances turns out to be wired with explosives. Police spokesman Gil Kahanov says it's a potential nightmare for Israel, a situation designed to produce massive bloodshed.
We could be talking about hundreds of casualties. A building like this could have inside at this hour, I think about 1,000 people or even more.
Trying to draw lessons from the devastation in Lower Manhattan, this drill is emphasizing the need for rescue personnel to work as quickly as possible, but also to be aware of the threats they themselves face as they rush toward the danger. A few miles away, another crowd of Israelis is treated to a second mock Palestinian attack. In a scene that could have been lifted directly from cable television, a young blonde woman in tight jeans quickly dispatches a terrorist in a simulation staged for the annual Security Israel Conference. The show is designed to attract visitors inside, where salesmen wait with all manner of security gadgets. If you've had enough of those annoying cell phones going off all around you, Gil Yisraeli of the Netline Company has just the thing.
We are manufacturing mobile phone jamming and detection systems in VIP protection. If you don't want other people to be able to remotely detonate bombs using cellular technologies, sort of electronic warfare technologies.
Once your unit is turned on, the cell frequency is disabled or doesn't work?
Yeah, the effect is similar to what you see when you go into an elevator.
There are bomb-proof containers for moving everything from plastic explosives to chemical or biological weapons, and a device that looks like a ray gun that can detect a live person through the rubble of a collapsed building up to 500 yards away. And of course, there are weapons. The Contact International company guarantees that no one was killed in the making of this video, promoting the new Taser M26. Zev Katowski says this less lethal weapon, the term non-lethal is being phased out by the industry, will drop someone in his or her tracks from a distance of 21 feet by delivering a 50,000-volt jolt.
It works on the principle of EMD, which is electromuscular disruption. In other words, it's not simply a pain device which will force someone to comply with what you want. It actually paralyzes the nervous system and the muscular system for a period of time.
The only thing missing at this convention is the presence of more foreign vendors and customers. Organizer Lior Caspi says international attendance has plummeted in recent years, even though demand for security technology is booming. These days, he says, even the anti-terror experts are afraid to visit.
Obviously, we have much less visitors than we used to have in 1998, for example. We have more than 2,000 visitors from abroad. This year, we'll have more or less 300.
In 16 years of organizing this conference, Caspi has noticed another change. Although there's still plenty of the traditional macho ambience here, with free beer, automatic weapons, and young women in skimpy attire, this year there's a new, softer approach. The bomb-sniffing dogs aren't Rottweilers and Dobermans, they're Black Labs and Golden Retrievers. Caspi says it's a result of security issues intruding more and more into daily life.
Security and protection, not just in Israel, becomes to be part of our life. So people now think about let's say, the human engineering of security and protection technologies.
Those bomb-sniffing dogs aren't just being marketed for the parliament or the prime minister's office anymore, but for the corner coffee shop. Near the exit, a man says he's thinking of friends who live in West Bank settlements as he eyes a bulletproof child's car seat. It comes in robin's egg blue, sprinkled with cheerful designs. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tel Aviv.